And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
A recent story in the Charlotte Observer detailed the funding crisis in the state court system, with trials delayed by years, businesses facing long delays before their lawsuits are heard, and money to pay jurors set to run out in just a few months. The Winston-Salem Journal reported last weekend the Rockingham County schools not only don't have enough textbooks to go around, but there's no money to make copies or even buy toilet paper for the bathrooms. If you want to know why all this is happening, think back to 2013. That's when Governor Pat McCrory promised that tax reform would be revenue neutral. But the latest figures show the tax cuts for the wealthy and corporations will cost the state $700 million this year, and it could rise to as high as $1 billion. That's a long way from revenue neutral, and it's the reason there are not enough books in school classrooms, and there are long waits for families and companies in our court system. It's too bad Governor McCrory didn't stick to his guns 2 years ago. Our courts, our schools, and our state would be a lot better off. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.